This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We just have so many things going. It's a very rich news day. The president is going to be out and about. And new Californians will be reading grievance number two, chapter D, chapter two. Yes, grievance number two. Only 93 to go in this round. A second round, chapter two grievances. There may be three chapters. I doubt it, though. As we move forward with statehood. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. But, you know, listen, I got to tell you, the story about Ray, Christopher Ray, is not going away. It is not going away. By the way, the president is going to be going to off to Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, can you imagine being trapped in the White House? Listen, I've not been in the White House. I've been around it, you know, walked around it, did all kinds of things as a tourist, you know, was just kind of floating around out there. And I got to tell you that it was interesting. It's not. I don't think it's a big place inside. And again, I don't know for sure about how this whole thing plays out, but the guy's been trapped there for 2 months. Are you kidding me? So he's going to get in the airplane. He's going to get in the big old jet airliner. He's going to take off to Phoenix, Sky Harbor Airport. Landed there many times myself. I know how it goes. Anyway, the wonderful thing that's going on, of course, is they're looking into more and more and more and more. Christopher Ray is the kind of guy. You know, Donald Trump believes in the rope business. We've talked about that. Trump rope. And he says that, gee whiz, I think we can probably get this Christopher Ray guy, too. And of course, he's had an opportunity to turn it around, Christopher Ray, and he just, I don't think he's done it. It's a lot like Fauci, right? The Fauci guy. You know, the Fauci guy. Boy, don't you just want to see him up in Congress testifying and talking all this hateful business about Trump, of course. Would he do such a thing? I suspect he would. Absolutely. But, you know, these people had better watch out, because I think the Donald has a little bit more up his sleeve than they do. I really do. By the way, anybody gotten a haircut lately? Or did you get them all cut? Anybody get them all cut? You know, I'd just like to know, because I haven't had a haircut in a long time. I'm going to go back to my hippie days and my surfer days when I had long hair. Long hair. Shoulder-length hair. Do you believe that? The radio show host used to have shoulder-length hair. And I thought all the chicks dug it. Then I got a real haircut. So we got all this stuff going on here about the massive military operation in the Caribbean. Okay, so now I'm going to spin off of this one, because this was what we tailgated on at the end of the first hour, and I just want to make sure we're clear on this. And again, I have not had my so-called South America, Central America briefing on the things going on here for quite some time, and I know that, well, you know, a week, that's quite some time. In this world, that's a lot, you know, and we do know a lot of the stuff that's going on down in Colombia, and I feel a little uncomfortable talking about it. It's kind of like top secret stuff, you know. At least I would think that it is, you know. And anyway, I'm just saying. But now this is all stuff that came out, and I'm at the Gateway Pundit right now, and they just brought this one out last night. It popped out last night, about the same time I was getting briefed on something else. It says, U.S. carries out massive military operation in Caribbean and confiscates 3 tons of cocaine from narco dictatorship in Venezuela. Okay, so this is how they're couching it here on this one. But in the meantime, it's showing on these rocks in the ocean by the coast of Venezuela. It looks like a magazines. Probably to an M4. And it looks like they got a drum magazine, for sure. And license, documentations, MasterCards, all sorts of other things from the two people that they captured. The Venezuelans did. We talked about this in the last hour. It says, United States Southern Command in the Caribbean carried out a very successful military operation recently in waters near Curacao. They seized around 3 tons of cocaine from Venezuelan operatives. Following the operation, the socialist leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, sent a mixed commission from CONUS and the Bolivian National Guard. Without warning, the regime raided properties and made arrests and seized 6 properties, 11 vehicles, and 2 ships and money. Is this a counter thing to the capturing of the two individuals? Says also, PDV Marina officials were dismissed following the U.S. drug bust. This doesn't make sense. According to blah, blah, blah. For alleged links with the Paraguana cartel. Borja says the decision was made after verifying that the ships are used to transport the drugs. Okay. Not too sure. This is a really shaky little story here. The aim is to establish how the mechanisms for laundering funds from drug trafficking operates from Latin America to the U.S. Now, that's a little disjointed, but this is resonating from something that I was told about. The aim is to establish how the mechanisms for laundering funds from drug trafficking operates from Latin America to the U.S. Now, that has a direct dealings with California. Shocking. I know I just woke some people up and they're going to be texting me. Hey, don't tell me. Okay. This is to say at least 3 firms related to the export of goods and the shipment of cargo from Miami to Venezuela are under federal scrutiny. One of the companies is Maracaibo, Venezuela. In Maracaibo, Venezuela, received visits from federal agents to establish the type of merchandise shipped and whether goods were transported without proper licenses. Man, several companies dedicated to shrimp farming in the Caribbean are the routes used by the cartels for money laundering. Also on the research list are the operatives who ship to Europe. Shocking. So they got this thing, the U.S. Justice Department, corrupt Venezuelan regime. It's a big, it's like a wanted poster with a whole bunch of people on it. And of course, they're all into the narco trafficking. We know that. That's how they make their money. I mean, this is socialism on steroids in Venezuela. It's the new, you know, it's California. It's what California yearns to be under the dictatorship of Gavin Newsom, and now we've got the Newsom Nazis. He's got his little jackbooted thugs running around. And so now it's just about a complete situation going on, right? So Venezuela, California. Calizuania. Calizuela. There you go. Calizuela. They're calling it. Meanwhile, the EEUU USA is investigating potential connections between the cartel and the General Hugo Carnaval. The U.S. is offering $10 million for the capture. Really? The Department of Justice accuses him of drug trafficking in cooperation with FARC terrorist organization. Finally, according to PrimeInform.com, the report of the detainees and the properties seized in Paraguana by the U.S. confirms the economic power of the drug cartels. Wow. Interesting. Oh, they show pictures. They got the perp walk thing going on. Elena Pluto is a Venezuelan journalist. Okay. Anyway, so this is a choppy story. It's because I think it was interpreted from Spanish into English, so that's why it's a little bit chopped up. Anyway, shows you some of the action going on in the South. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21. Yeah, I can't get away from the Flynn story. Sorry, guys. But we're also going to get into protest mode. Now. We're going to kind of transition. I'm going to do a couple of things here from the Gateway Pundit. I like Gateway Pundit, actually. It's kind of fun, kind of juicy. And, of course, it's the kind of day that we need juicy things, right? This is a story by Jim Holt. It's always Jim Hall. He seems to be the most prolific guy there. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is latest Democrat to join long list of communist ass kissers. Let that one sink in. All right, I'm biting on this one. Democrats have a long history of coddling the communists. 1970, John Kerry secretly meets with representatives from the Viet Cong in France while the Vietnam War is raging in Southeast Asia. Remember that? You know, John Kerry, yeah. John and Julie Kerry travel to Paris on a private trip. Kerry meets with Madame Nguyen Thi Binh, the foreign minister of the Provisional Revolutionary Government of Vietnam, the political wing of the Viet Cong, and with representatives of Hanoi who were in Paris for the peace talks, you know, as men were dying, right? As American men were dying. 1984, former Senator Ted Kennedy asked Russia to intervene in the 1984 election to help defeat President Ronald Reagan. Now, where have we heard that before? Shockingly, in 2016, right? What? Wait a minute. Yeah, they flipped the script, that's all. That's all. Ted Kennedy, he was such a wonderful man. Yeah, he's a murderer, is what he is. Trending. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. It says, according to an earlier report by Forbes, picking his way through the Soviet archives that Boris Yeltsin had just thrown open in 1991, Tim Sebastian, a reporter of the London Times, came across an arresting memorandum composed in 1983 by Viktor Chekhov, the top man of the KGB. The memorandum was addressed to Yuri Andropov, the top man of the entire USSR. The subject, Senator Edward Kennedy. On 9-10 May of this year, the May 14th memorandum explained that Senator Edward Kennedy, close friend and trusted confidant of John Tunney, was in Moscow. Tunney was Kennedy's law school roommate and former Democratic senator from California. John Tunney. Don't you remember him? The senator charged Tunney to convey the following message through confidential contacts to the General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party to the Soviet Union of Yuri Andropov. Kennedy's message was simple. He proposed an unabashed quid pro quo. Kennedy would lend Andropov a hand in dealing with President Reagan. In return, the Soviet leader would lend the Democratic Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election. The only real potential threats to Reagan are problems of war and peace and Soviet-American relations, the memorandum stated. These issues, according to the senator, will without a doubt become the most important of the election campaign. And, you know, he was right, because it was really those last 4 years of Reagan that brought about the collapse of the Soviet Union. 1985, Bernie Sanders praised communist tyrant Fidel Castro in an interview. 1985, Senator John Kerry, the good communist that he was, of course, and Senator Tom Harkin, during the Cold War, met with communist radical Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua. Says, you'll recall the 1980s and that decade's fierce debate over Central American policy. At the heart of these debates was Nicaragua, the Sandinistas, Castro, and the Soviet Union, versus the Contras in the United States, for rather not all of the United States, the Reagan administration in particular. Kerry was an important player in all of this. He was part of the group derided by Republicans as Dear Comandante Democrates. Yeah, don't you remember that? I mean, you might, now listen, you guys don't, I'm giving you history here. And again, I want to say this is some good reporting because they're going back in the archives and pulling out the history and talking to you about the Democrats and what the Democrats have done, right? I mean, this is what they've done. This is history. You can't fight this. For they would address a letter for Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista number one, dear Comandante, but that's his title. They would plead not unreasonably. Whatever that meant. Only months after he was sworn in, Kerry joined Harkin on an infamous trip to Managua to meet with Comandante Ortega. Well, there's a picture of a naked Bernie Sanders in his Soviet trip in 613 in 1988. Just before the, right before the collapse of the wall. He honeymooned there. Shocking. But he's naked as a jaybird, sitting around drinking vodka. In 2019, Democrat Ilhan Omar defends the brutal Maduro communist regime. Nice chick. And 2020, Nancy Pelosi is not interested with finding the origins of the Wuhan virus that is decimating the U.S. economy and has killed over 60,000 elderly and sickly Americans. Instead, Pelosi wants to spend her resources on another hoax investigation of Donald Trump. Oh, shocking. Pelosi is playing defense for the Chi-Coms. This was Charlie Kirk. Nancy Pelosi just announced that she wants the next stimulus package to include guaranteed minimum incomes for illegal aliens. Illegal foreign nationals. Now, and again, I am not deriding the individuals that are being transported here. That's the problem. It's a cartel of folks that are doing this, and they're making a lot of money on buying and selling these human beings. And Nancy Pelosi's part of it. Nancy Pelosi thinks sex trafficking little babies is okay. Nancy Pelosi thinks that trafficking humans around the world as slave fodder is okay. And she's more than happy to pay billions of dollars to these relief organizations on this side of the border for their complicity in accepting the slaves and then dispersing some of the children of the slaves into foster care organizations in which states will pay billions of dollars to her cartel friends for support for these children. It's a racket, and Nancy Pelosi supports this. And all it says, and all Nancy Pelosi cares about is getting cash to illegal aliens with a disgrace. And again, it's not so much the illegal aliens are going to get the money. I want to be clear about that. This money actually just goes to the cartels. The illegal aliens get nothing for the most part. They're being victimized by Nancy Pelosi, and that's okay. That's okay for Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking tough. No, I'm talking the truth. This is what happens, guys. This is exactly what happens. And people, you got to wake up and you got to remember this is how this whole thing plays out. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and she enjoys it, obviously. So that's sort of a rundown on 1945. This day in history. Concentration camp is liberated by British soldiers. You know, this is the end. 75 years ago to the war, World War II. This is the ending time, you know. They say that Hitler gave up May 1st or something like that, and was found dead by the Soviets outside the bunker, which of course that didn't happen. He actually lived until 1970, and history is very clear on that. Everyone's saying, "Oh, that's conspiracy theory, Paul." No, it's not. It's true. And based upon my research, I actually went to the Führer bunker and interviewed people there in historical archives. Christoph Neubauer, who ended up being one of the premier stars, I guess you would say, in the Hunting Hitler series on the History Channel. You might want to check that one out. It's true, by the way. Very true what happened. Hitler lived. And we're living with his legacy today. Wuhan, anyone?
End of the Cold War.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so, earlier I said, and I'll maintain this, that Newsom is done as a presidential candidate, and he should resign. We're calling for the resignation of Gavin Newsom, and we'll be doing such as New California as well officially. And it's a marker that this is going to be happening because we need it, the world needs to be a safer place and without his leadership. And and you have a state like California. So many resources, and it's been so grossly mismanaged over the years. You know, it's just amazing. So anyway, this is just one of the things that we're talking about in our grievance today. And it's about time we have this conversation. But any hopes or aspirations that Gavin Newsom has had to become the president of the United States because Biden will falter. I mean, if you take a look, Biden's just, he's just kind of losing it, right? And anyway, of course, now you have the situation with the so-called fingering of this young lady, as they say, and this Tara Reid, this whole thing. So, and again, he's toast. Biden's toast. So the theory is that Gavin Pretty Boy will come along. And, you know, he's, I'm going to be the president. And I think he was a little excited early on into the COVID-19 problem. However, things catch up with a man like him, such as what's happened in terms of the budget and all the other things that have happened. That it's all of a sudden the financial underpinnings of California have completely gone. I mean, it's almost like when they hang people with rope. Maybe not Trump rope, but, you know, with rope. And they open up the chute and you drop down and you snap your neck and break it. That's really kind of what's going on here. Yeah, I mean, he was really, really happy. He danced his way right up on top of the gallows and tink. The floor fell right out from underneath him and the state of California and the budget. Now, this is a problem for Gavin. I'll get more into the details, but I want to line it up with this one. This is why did Governor Newsom make a contract with a Chinese car company? You see, we brought this out. We were right out front and with the lead on this a couple weeks ago. And as it turns out, the long and short of it, this car company, which happens to be in China, and we sussed it out because in his language, he said, oh, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to be better than the United States. The United States is, and the president doesn't know what he's doing, blah, 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 right? And he says, we're going to work with a consortium of states and we're going to come up with our own mask. Because remember, the crisis was masks. We didn't have enough masks, right? And of course, the masks are actually used because if somebody has the disease, you want to stop them from spreading it. You know, these masks you're walking around out there, if you've got the disease, you should be at home, not walking around with a mask on. You're not going to get any. I mean, this disease, most of these viruses, really, unless they've been activated in some other way, such as through biological warfare, which a lot of people say, oh, this could be biological warfare we're experiencing. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, well, you think that after the impeachment hoax, after the Russia hoax, after the Stormy Daniels hoax, that this is probably part of trying to get rid of Trump hoax? Right. So Gavin Newsom's out there yelling about these masks. I'm going to get these masks. But you get Chinese electric car company, by the way, which is making, are you ready for this, the choo-choo to nowhere in California, the so-called high-speed rail, in which there's no money. In fact, the Trump administration is asking for about $3 billion back from the money that the state spent on something else rather than again, money is fungible. Once it gets into the state, we don't know where it goes. Listen, there's some scandals out there right now going on. We're getting reports. They're making COVID hospitals. Listen, there's no reason for these COVID hospitals. But the equipment and everything else is supposed to have money allocated by the federal government for, you know, respirators and all this other good stuff. All that money has been diverted away. And contractors are going, wait a minute, we're supposed to build this thing to certain specs from the Army Corps. And guess what? We can't do it. Why? Because the money that the state of California had entrusted to it from the federal government is not there. Shocking. Shocking. Where did it all go? Well, it probably went to the cartels in China. Right? But we know about this one. The 500 million mask order from the Chinese car company. Here we go.
Deal made across the Pacific. California Governor Gavin Newsom agreeing to spend $1 billion of taxpayer money to buy maybe 500 million masks from BYD, a Chinese automaker backed by Warren Buffett. The first shipment of just 3 million masks arriving in the state this past weekend. Here now is Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal. He's a columnist and a Fox News contributor. So here's what we know in the McGurn facts to date. So far, the state has wired, they say, $600 million to this company, and they have received only 3 million masks. They're not even the N95, according to reports. They're just regular old surgery masks. And this company had promised that they could make 5 million a day somehow, even though before they were making electric cars. They've only put out 3 million, and you know, for the record, 3M makes about 3 million a day. What do you make of this deal?
Well, everything involving China is like this. Look, some in Europe are complaining that when they get the goods from China, they're defective. The one thing I'd say, the most troubling thing is the secrecy. Tell us why you made the deal, when you made the deal, what the pricing was. Today on Amazon, they're offering a pack of 50 masks for $38. So clearly it looks like China way overpaid. But the question is, were they overpaying when they ordered? You know, when the mask became mandatory in my state, for example, they did it overnight, and I had no idea where to get them. I had friends from overseas sending them in. So they probably paid a premium price for panicking and doing it, you know, a month ago than they would if they did it today. Plus all the other uncertainty about the production. I mean, we do have in the U.S. shipments of goods made here being intercepted by FEMA and directed elsewhere. So it just seems like a mess. But the real way to handle it is to be open about when they made the contract and why.
Oops.
It's also bizarre that, you know, he took the word of a company that doesn't make masks, that makes electric cars. And they said that they were going to do a better job, a faster job of producing these masks than the largest mask maker here in the U.S. And we didn't have any details about how are they going to turn the car company. I mean, a lot of car companies here were saying that they were going to turn to other production. But these guys were promised to do it even better than the people who actually make masks. And based on that, they sent money overseas. I mean, that's really what I would be like. I don't know if you can really do that. You know what? When it gets here, I'll pay you if you've got them. And to date, you know, they don't have masks to show for this. They have 3 million masks that aren't the good kind everybody's looking for.
Melissa, I lived in Hong Kong for 10 years. The amount of people who trusted China to deliver something at the time they said, at the price they said, who have been gypped, you know, would stretch around this country. So it does seem it could be just another China ripoff.
Another China ripoff. When we come back, you can get more details about this. We outed the Buffett this disclosure, or whatever, the Buffett company. At the time, people said, "You can't be," and of course, you just heard it. It was, and it is. Nice cozy situation, but it gets better. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, welcome back.
Hello.
I got another cup of coffee. Pot de. And I really slept really well last night on my pillow. Yeah. 800-266-4715. Agenda is the code word for my pillow. And, you know, man, up and running around and doing all the things that we do for New California, it's just been something else. Now we get to report some of the news. Ha ha ha. Here we go. As we've been doing, right? And we're going to do in the next hour also, because this is kind of like this is a big deal to the whole nation, what we're talking about here. And I know that in the weeks ahead, you're going to go, holy moly, this is like really happening. And we're going to go, yes, holy is moly. And we are going to be talking about, what we're talking about today is going to become very, very relevant. Now, I just want to set the predicate. So, California Governor Gavin Newsom, now listen to this, on the light of what you just heard there, right, about these masks to Warren Buffett. Boy, Warren Buffett has a lot of Connecticut ties, by the way. Wow, just, you know, it's amazing the number of ties he has to Connecticut. Anyway, but Warren Buffett also makes masks now. His car dealership does. His Chinese car manufacturing company does. And again, this was a sleight of hand by Gavin Newsom. I mean, he's a bad liar. When I work with the gang kids and the parents and, you know, gangsters and real gangsters, they were very good liars. They were. And most people would just say, wow, did that guy tell me the truth? And you know, you can't pick up all the telltale signs of a real liar like, you know, Gavin Newsom. He's a bad liar. Obama was a bad liar. He was, you know, he thought he was so cool. I'm cool. But he was a bad liar. And you can see right through him. But Gavin Newsom is the worst kind of liar I can imagine, because he just lies badly. So anyway, he comes out with this story about the mask. We're going to do the mask. It's going to do better than the United States of America, because we're the nation state. We are California, a nation state. Doesn't that what make you just want to vomit when you hear that? It does me. It turns my stomach. But, you know, listen, we're making a new state where we don't have to have our stomach turned inside out all the time. So Gavin Newsom comes out with a story that he's going to make all these different masks, and his good friends that he's going to have a consortium with, they're going to help him out. That a consortium includes nonprofits and NGOs, and they're come up with at least $1 billion. Well, and I can't, you know, I can certainly well aware that his friends, Gavin Newsom's friends, would definitely be able to do that, because, you know, after all, Jerry Brown paid all of his friends and NGOs so properly with all the bond money, like Prop 1 as an example. All of the NGOs and all those, they got billions of dollars worth of payoffs from Jerry Brown. Because after, you know, they had to study the site's reservoir business. That's just the way it works, guys. In California, anyway. Not New California, but that's the way it works. So anyway, you got Gavin Newsom, Gavi. Now listen to this. This is on top of the fact that, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, he ordered the wire transfer of nearly $500 million. It went. There was never any legislative oversight of this. And for the first time, I mean, this is what is a shocker. The monoparty system, the legislature in California woke up and said, hey, wait. Because people started to ask questions of their legislators finally. The people in California said, they're getting savvy to this stuff because of New California is shaking the tree a little bit. So they said, oh, wait a minute, the assembly members, some of them did, even Democrats. How did he do that? Well, he did it because he's a dictator, and he can do that, right? It's just like, how come there's no Republican Party or Democratic Party in California anymore? It doesn't exist. We have a monoparty system. Because listen, you schmucks, a dictator does not need a political party. A dictator wants to run you guys, both Democrats and Republicans, out, and he's doing a very good job of it. Remember, it was Gavin Newsom who said he's going to eliminate the Republican Party in California altogether this year in 2020 elections. And he knows he can because the elections are all scammed. Oh, that's how it works. Yeah, there's no free elections in California. It's a dictatorship. Come on, wake up. So this is what's going on. To prove my point, California Governor Gavin Newsom has denied a public records request from the Los Angeles Times seeking details into a nearly $1 billion deal for protective masks from a Chinese car manufacturer. What's a billion? Come on, chump change. It's just pennies. Newsom's office has been criticized over lack of transparency into the contract for weeks, and the latest refusal will likely raise even more suspicions. Aha. You think? We were suspicious last year when they did not report. Are you ready for this, guys? Listen, I want you guys driving your cars. Put your seatbelt on. Put your hands in the 10 and 2 position, please, because we were concerned last year when they could not account for the law. Are you ready for this? $320 billion in 1 year in 2019. Shocking. Where was the concern by anybody then? You had crickets? Hello? Is anybody listening to me out there? Newsom's office has been criticized for over lack of transparency into the contract for weeks, and the latest refusal will likely raise even more suspicions. Okay, I said it twice now. Since the paper reported that his office has insisted that disclosures into the deal with BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, could jeopardize the mass delivery. Really? Really? Are you kidding me? That's what they're saying? It says publishing the agreement now, before performance under the contract is complete, would introduce substantial and unnecessary risk to the state's ability to secure necessary supplies. Ryan Kronsky, an attorney with the governor's office of emergencies. It's there we go. It's the Do Nothing Emergency Services Office, where they spend billions of dollars to have people seated doing nothing all day long. Because there's no emergencies in California, right? Never. So you don't have to be prepared for an emergency, do you? Never. And you're not, are they? No, never. They're never prepared. Last month, Newsom, a dictator, told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. Oh, I'm sorry, Maddow. Maddow? Maddow. Huh? Maddow. En français, my dough, that Sacramento had just inked a deal to buy 200 million masks monthly, which was considered at the time to be a massive haul amid the international scramble for protective gear needed to fight against the coronavirus. Of course, there's no coronavirus real problem in California. There isn't. As a nation state with the capacity to write a check for hundreds of millions, no billions of dollars, we're in a position to do something bold and big, Newsom told reporters the next day. Let me read that again so you get the arrogance of this monster. Did I say that? Can I say that on the air? says, as a nation state with the capacity to write a check for hundreds of millions, no billions of dollars, we're in a position to do something bold and big, Newsom told reporters the next day. Now, this is interesting. This is the because I haven't read this. This story just popped up, and I have not read this. So this is a clear, but I referred to a Democrat. Listen to this. Democratic State Assemblyman Richard Bloom, they have a budget committee that monitors the money in the state of California? Really? Then why did they lose $320 billion last year? See, no one's talking about that except New California and Agenda 21 Radio. Shocking, shocking. The governor's office of emergency here's that group again. The governor's office of emergency services told the paper that the contract does not need to be made public. Really? A statement that the agency determined that all responsive records are exempt from disclosure, including exemptions for records reflecting attorney work product, attorney-client privilege, information, or other information exempt from disclosure under federal or state law. I did not write that. That came from somebody, an attorney, in the Office of Emergency Services. You talk about Newspeak, right? That's Newsom speak for you right there. Well, that was Orwell, wasn't it? Newspeak? Oh, George Orwell, 1984, Animal Farm. This is California animal style. you go to In-N-Out Burger and you ask, I want an animal style burger. Double, please. God, boy, that, I'll tell you, I have not had an In-N-Out Burger in a long time. Just like I have not had a haircut in a long time. I have not had my hairs cut. You know, today I might go out and get my hairs cut and also get an In-N-Out Burger, double, animal style. But, you know, that's the way it is in California, right? We're going to have a Newsom animal style, which is what we got, $1 billion. No questions asked. Just write a check, which is what he said he was going to do. That's all we need to do. We have buying power. As a nation state, does this sound like a dictator? It doesn't sound like a potato. As a nation state with the capacity to write a check for hundreds of millions, no billions of dollars, we're in a position to do something bold and big. Throbbingly big. Right, Newsom? Right. He told reporters the next day. I like that for arrogance. Well, anyway, I told you guys in the first hour, there's something wrong with me today. There's something wrong. Okay. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm not even sorry. Because this is really the state of affairs in California. In today's grievance, because we're reading grievance number 2, chapter D of the, we're going to go for 95 more grievances. Unbelievable. Well, might as well rack them up. Now, the question is, in the next hour, you're going to find out the evidence why Gavin Newsom is not going to be your presidential candidate. You're going to find out why he is going to resign in the next hour. I mean, it's just, it's kind of obvious that this guy is going to resign from office. And some of these Democrats or some of these monoparty system guys in the legislature, they might be thinking about their own resignations too. Because where's the oversight? This guy, this Democratic State Assemblyman Richard Blum, a budget committee member, said last month details of the BY deal are very murky. Shocking. What about all the other deals over the last 10, 12 years with Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom? Where have they been then? No murkiness. They just let them spend and do whatever they wanted to do. That's why Newsom felt comfortable to say these things and do these things, because there was no oversight. They're just as at fault here as Newsom. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. It's going to happen much sooner than you think, ladies and gentlemen. Much sooner than you think. Anyway, Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.